Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
I have received word from highly placed sources that Jeremy Schapp is on the war path. He is furious with me and our show. We will confront him with our allegations in about 10 minutes. What were you saying should be the poll question at Levitard Show based on what Bomani had to say?
Well, he was saying Chara, who is 6'9", about 280 pounds. He's 43 years old. I believe he's still with the Bruins. He's the captain of the Bruins. I think Bo said if they shot him five times, it wouldn't be enough. And I would like to put that on the poll.
Well, you can't put it that way, because if someone's just joining us, it sounds like Bomani wants Chara shot more than five times. What you're saying is that he could withstand, he could live through, because he's an enforcer and he's a giant person, that he could live through five gunshots is what you were trying to say.
That's exactly what I was trying to
not
say.
What you
Thank
said,
you for cleaning
not,
it up.
Not what you said at all, though. Not what you actually said
close.
At all.
It was close. I feel like it was close to what,
well,
to what
but
I was
close
trying to say.
In the way that you made it sound like Bomani wants Chara shot more than five times.
No, to be clear, Bomani said he was impressed with Chara, okay? Very impressed, okay, for marching during the protests. He said that, but he also said five shots would not be enough. He does not want Chara dead, and I happen to agree with Bomani
Jones.
You can't
kill Chara. Right. There's not going to be any killing of Chara. That's not going to happen. So we will, I guess, feud with Jeremy Schapp. We're trying to reach him. The accusation is that he takes fake notes during his interviews. We were talking about whether Mike Greenberg's going to take any fake notes tonight with six commissioners and, you know, playing traffic cop to the return of sports, a two-hour special on ESPN.
And we also argued that the optics of you thinking that he is actually taking notes because he merely has a notepad in his lap is actually more important than actually taking notes.
So I wanted to ask all of you this question because, Stugatz, we are entering a realm here where we are losing people because they don't want to be around this conversation all the time. You've heard many times over the years on this show that in order for these conversations to actually go anywhere, you must risk white people being uncomfortable. But when the reaction to that discomfort, Stugatz, parallels the reaction to the discomfort black people are having because they're being killed in the street, those are two very different discomforts people are feeling. And in black people saying, hey, how about equality? How about not police brutality? These are not controversial things to say. Can we be equal? And how about the police not be brutal? Those things are only threatening to you? Only if you are really easily threatened. Those things are only discomforts to you if you can't abide the most minor of discomforts, because those are not unreasonable requests. And then, Stugatz, what happens is, because this is largely being made as a request peacefully, largely. But just like with Kaepernick, we can make it about not police brutality and make it about the flag and the anthem. Just like that, you can make it about not the thing that it is and make it about looting or danger to you or how many different ways it is wrong for something to be burned down. We can all agree on that. No one disagrees with the idea of it's a good idea to loot, to burn things to the ground. But what must the level of frustration be once you've arrived there? Of course, there are a handful of opportunists. That's not what we're talking about. Like, keep your eye on the ball. It is very simply a request for equality, which shouldn't be controversial to you.
Right.
and a request that the police not be brutal.
Easy things to kind of wrap your head around and get behind and support. But when you say we're losing people, I think people, we're losing people. People in sports media are losing fans, followers. They don't want it from us for whatever reason. That's why we're losing people. They get it everywhere they go. Then they come here and they're getting it from us and they just don't want it. You know?
Okay. We don't have sports to talk about and you don't get to decide those things for anyone but you.
Correct.
And so, I don't want to be dismissive of that. I don't want to shrug my shoulders and say, I don't care. But comparatively to what it is that we're talking about, what difference does it make if people are going to slink away because this isn't what they want?
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today is for doing, and today we celebrate Mark and Kim Holinsky. Their son, Tyler Holinsky, was a quarterback at Washington State who tragically took his own life 2 years ago. In response, the Holinsky's family created a foundation in his name to raise mental health awareness called Holinsky's Hope Foundation, who works with student-athletes at colleges and universities. The foundation has raised more than $500,000 to create the programs and work with 50 schools and 20 conferences, reaching 50,000 people. The Holinsky family will be honored with one of three Stuart Scott Inspire Awards during the ESPYs this weekend. Today is for doing, and it's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Stugatz's weekend observations are coming up in about 10 minutes. But during these difficult times, during these turbulent times, we continue our quest to create divisions at ESPN. Because now Bob Lee's mad that Jeremy Schapp just betrayed him, and Don Van Natta is writing in, when we did the Friday Four on Outside the Lines together, I scribbled copious notes and talking points on our single-page rundown. Jeremy would never write anything down and would use the rundown as a coaster on the set to hold his drink. So we continue to try and sow divisions here. That was shocking that Jeremy Schapp accused Bob Lee of fake note-taking when we consider those like the pillars – the pillars of journalism around here. Speaking of which, I don't know if you saw this, Stugatz, but Michael Wilbon on Pardon the Interruption the other day, this has been happening here for many years with Boston, where Boston gets accused of a certain despicable kind of behavior, and then Boston retaliates by denying said behavior. Mm-hmm. And while this isn't true of everyone, there are too many stories like this everywhere for everyone who is claiming what they're claiming to be lying. So Wilbon says that Boston Garden is the only place where he's ever been called the N-word to his face. And then this weekend, reacting to that, Elle Duncan was saying that she left Boston, left a career in Boston, left a dream career right in Boston, where she was successful because of what she would be engulfed in Boston. And so the defensiveness is interesting to me, Stugatz. And I don't know if this stuff starts changing with new generations, because as we know, this stuff tends to be taught. We don't emerge from the womb with some of these fears and these ignorances. They're taught by life experiences, by region where you grow up, by, you know, parents, and blind spots. But when we talk about everything that's happening in this country right now, Stugatz, and we try to sort of figure out who can be more woke, because we're all getting accused here of being extra woke, and we're trying to be more woke than the next person, but yet me and Mike Ryan are looking at young people, and even we are made squeamish by the general wokeness of cancel culture, where it's, you know, it seems to be a game of how fervently can I judge you so that I can win the social media wars.
Careful how much you concede there, Dan, because then you start losing your woke card.
How much am I allowed to concede? Because I will lose the young people if I accuse them. Frankly, I'm just threatened. I'm a threatened older journalist. You can't be more woke than me, man. Okay? I'm maximum public sports radio woke. If you guys try to take my territory, I will rain down hellfire on you millennials. You cannot be more woke than me. This is my Francesa kingdom of wokeness. How dare you, young people, trying to cancel everybody, trying to be extra woke? I'm the right amount of woke. I could be accused of being extra woke. Mike Ryan, you continue to lose your woke card.
Yeah.
But you went out this weekend and complained that there was a race named after Dixie.
I'm just saying.
What?
All right. Well, recalibration of the weekend observations, but this was mine anyways. After the week that was with NASCAR, you couldn't hire a comedic screenwriter clever enough to have all of that happen and then presumably have the dust settle.
Oh, wait a minute. All of that happened includes a NASCAR truck driver, never won a race, 50 years old, claiming he was leaving the sport because of the loss of the removal of the Confederate flag.
Right.
His name, Ray Cicerelli.
Ray Cicerelli. Mm-hmm. Ray Cicerelli, and you have Bubba Wallace on the other end calling for the removal of it, which got Ray Cicerelli all upset, and all of this to resume racing with fans in the stands for the very first time at the Dixie Vodka 400, which is just...
just great.
If you run a Google, it'll tell you, and it's just, okay, I understand we got ways to go. We couldn't have, like, gotten everybody on the line and said, okay, maybe this can be the third race back.
We've got a Bubba Wallace. We've got a Bubba in race car. We've got Alvin Kamara showing up in support of Bubba.
I bought a Bubba Wallace shirt and then tuned in to what was the Dixie Vodka 400. I was like, oh,
and racist Cicerelli was full of it. He decided to race. He decided to race anyway. Weekend observations next.